Chapter 2. The Capitalist. Shiraz, Iran. The man looking to buy radiological isotopes and U.S. fighter jet parts, Alex Dave, lived in the Iranian city of wine, flowers, and poets. On a warm June morning in 2004, Amir Hossein Ardabili, a trim, ambitious man with olive skin, aquiline nose, and receding crown of black hair, woke to the comforting aroma of chai, his mother's tea. Her brew included a strong mix of loose dark leaves and pinches of rose petals. She spent more care preparing the tea, pouring it from the kettle to a glass cup and back again to check color and consistency, than she did laying out the assortment of breakfast cheeses, warm breads, honey, basil, and chives. She could not be rushed.
"Patience, patience,"
she often admonished her boys. By the time Ardabili arrived downstairs, the tea had been brewing for a proper 15 minutes. At the table, he instinctively plucked a sugar cube from a bowl, stuck it on his tongue, and swirled it into his gums. Ardabili gripped the cup of chai before him and took the first invigorating sip of the day. The tea rushed caffeine to his brain. Sugar residue lodged to his teeth. The morning sun cast soft light across Iran's sixth largest city and into the modest Ardabili home, a two-story stucco building tucked into a semi-affluent northwestern neighborhood. 600 miles south of Tehran, Shiraz is the leafy capital of the Fars province, a culturally significant region of mountains and valleys. In ancient times, foreigners called the Fars region Persis, a term that evolved into the word that defines Iranian culture, Persian. The word for the official language of Iran, Farsi, is derived from Fars. Beyond the 1,500-year-old center city and ex-urban sugar and cement factories grow lush fields of figs, artichokes, pistachios, apricots, mulberries, and yellow plums. But since the Islamic Revolution, no vineyards for Shiraz wine. Iran's greatest poets, Hofez and Sahdi, lived and died in Shiraz, and the legendary ruins of Persepolis, the fulcrum of Persia's first...